This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, the story about the Ku Klux Klan apparently on the way back into some level of popularity. I doubt it's very much, but nonetheless, they're making news at this point. We'll give you that information. But first, to the email box. This one from Daniel. And it has to do with a caller we had a couple weeks back named Don. You may remember Don. We had him on actually for about an hour's worth of the show. He was that good of a caller. He was calling in from Miami, one of those, you know, former war veterans who got very upset at the suggestion that the United States government, and this sort of ties into that whole nationalist fervor we talked about in hour number one, he got very upset at the suggestion that the United States government wasn't indeed fighting for freedom. In the cases of, say, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War II, it's fighting for political purposes. You know, Hitler was a bad guy, no doubt about that. But
there's lots of bad guys, and
right.
You know, they're bent on taking over their neighbors and that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't know that we necessarily should be involved in all the wars, especially when it comes to European wars. We had a long history of getting messed up with those people over there and their nonsense.
Which is not how it is supposed to be. By the, at least the founding fathers' terms, meaning the United States, weren't supposed to get involved in international conflicts. We're supposed to keep to ourselves, trade with the rest of the world, but not go out and start violence and kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is another story. Defending the country, that's okay, obviously. Defending your own property, no problem with that.
Last time we defended the United States. Now, Pearl Harbor, that's where it kind of gets into a gray area. But I would say that you know, at that point,
there were definitely saber rattling going on.
Was not a state. And, you know, we had sort of gone in there and taken over. It was a more of a military base. It's the equivalent of if somebody attacked our base in Okinawa, Japan now. You know, not the same thing as, you know, United States soil. The last time United States soil was attacked during a war was, you know, the Mexican-American War. It's been a while.
Daniel emailed in an interesting look into the psychology of people like Don. It's called The Emotional Nature of True Courage. He says, in the wake of Don from March 24th show, I thought I would point you to some interesting psychological studies that illustrate the reason behind the behavior of Don and others like him. Don claimed to have fought in the Korean War, and he watched a number of his buddies die, and he was espousing the usual propaganda that he fought and killed and bled in Korea to protect our freedom, and that his dad fought and killed in World War II to protect our freedom. And probably his sons and grandsons have fought and killed and died in subsequent wars. It was an experiment in cognitive dissonance conducted in 1959 by Leon Festinger and James Carl Smith of Stanford University. It's well known in advertising, I guess, though I haven't heard this particular experiment read on the air before, so I wanted to make sure you knew about it. Basically, participants were paid to lie and claim that a boring task was actually fun. The participants who were paid less actually came to believe that the task was truly fun and that they were not lying. Another version of the experiment that I heard about was the participants were subjected to some painful process, like electrical shocks. Afterwards, the participants were interviewed about why they decided to join the experiment. The participants who received the harsher, more painful shocks universally claimed lofty reasons like the advancement of science, whereas those who received the trivial shocks universally claimed lesser reasons like, I was bored. These experiments show that the more emotional energy that someone has invested into something with little to show for it, the more likely that that person is going to just make up a reason why he invested in the first place. There's also the true believer syndrome, which is the belief in a lie even after the liar admits to the lie and demonstrates its falseness. Let's apply this to soldiering. As Sherman put it best, war is hell. Imagine going through such hell, watching your friends get killed, killing some strangers who are just normal people like you, seeing the crushing poverty that you're creating by being there, the civilians bleeding to death, dying in the streets from disease and starvation, women and children fleeing their homes en masse with nowhere to go, the sickness, the nausea, the pitiless pain. as it is and is as is now. Back then, mental health and psychological services provided to veterans were questionable at best. You come home and everyone worships you as a hero. And then one day, while listening to a radio show on a Saturday night, you're told that what you went through, what your father went through, and what your buddies went through, and what your children may have gone through, all of that was pointless. Worse than pointless.
In vain.
Yeah. It destroyed the very thing you went over there to defend. We are less free after the Korean War, World War II, World War I, the Civil War, and the Iraq War. Certainly no doubt about that. We have less safety and less security after all of these wars. We have less prosperity after these wars, and the world is less stable. Communism and socialism is on the rise because of those wars. Robbing a population in order to protect it and calling that heroic, calling that virtuous, requires the kind of broken mind that only 12 years of government school can create. You killed strangers because someone else told you to. You're essentially a hitman in MARPAT. I don't know what MARPAT is. M-A-R-P-A-T. Your parents lied to you. Can you Wikipedia that?
Working on it.
Your teachers and friends and community lied to you, and most soul-destroying of all, to cover up your actions, you lied to your children. Cognitive dissonance sets in, just like for the participants of the experiments. It's so easy to claim that the reason you did what you did was in service of your country and to protect freedom, etc. The typical reaction of someone when confronted with this dissonance is hostility, which is just what we heard from the caller, Don.
MARPAT is the new version of camo gear, apparently.
Camo gear?
Yeah, it's short for Marine Disruptive Pattern. It's a pixelated camouflage pattern used by the United States Marine Corps.
The emotional fortitude needed to confront that is significant, to say the least. I dare say that most people don't have that kind of courage. To introspect and realize that you did evil in the name of good, that if you live to be 200 years old, that you'll never likely be able to undo the suffering you caused, that your family will probably reject you if you speak out against your actions. If you can do that, you have true courage. It takes only a weak person to fold to the peer pressure and go off to fight in a war, but it takes a giant among men to stand up against it and just say no. So if you know anyone like that, celebrate him as the true hero of our society. Those who resisted the draft, those who refuse to go off and fight needless wars of aggression around the world. Those, he's saying, those are the true heroes, not the ones that came back and lied to themselves about what they did.
Well, I think that you could have gone to war for the right reasons. You'd have just been misinformed or, not entirely
informed.
Right,
but if you do come across the information, mm-hmm. if you do come across the truth, if you do realize once you're over there, and then you keep covering it up in your mind, and you keep telling yourself the same lies over mm-hmm. and over again, that's not very heroic.
Well, I don't think that it's active covering it up. I think it's subconscious if they are covering it up. I know a lot of psychological studies have looked into people's schema, and if something doesn't fit into your schema, you automatically reject it without thinking about what it actually is. So it's not that these people...
It's not comfortable to think about.
Exactly, and your brain doesn't process things that way. If something doesn't fit into your schema the way that you think the world runs, you're going to reject it automatically, and that's why this message of liberty and freedom, I think, takes so long for people to realize, because their brain has to change chemistry and change their schema how they see the world.
It's interesting.
I agree. I mean, that's sort of what he's suggesting. This is all psychological,
right?
That they're rejecting the concepts right up front because they realize somewhere in their mind, they realize that if they accept the truth about what they did and internalize that, that's going to cause some hurt. That's going to cause some internal angst.
I don't know if they even recognize it as truth, and what Toby's saying is they don't necessarily. They just reject it. That doesn't fit into my version of truth, the world that I see as truth, and so therefore it isn't truth. So they don't, they don't spend any time thinking about it at all. You're just wrong.
Daniel finally says, also, this could apply to early movers of the Free State Project. The amount of effort, money, and emotional energy needed to move across the country is not trivial, so we must be vigilant that we don't also fall into this category of cognitive dissonance and hostility. Said, just thought this might be helpful, and I thought it was. 800-259-9231. Psychology is very interesting to me. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, some people that really need some psychological help, racists, sickos, the Ku Klux Klan. Apparently, hate groups are on the rise in America. We'll talk about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Put your thinking caps on. Ready? Which of the following tops the list of inventions people could not live without? Telephone, light bulb, or automobile? The answer may surprise you when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
What's nearest and dearest to our hearts? Sorry, Alexander Bell and Ben Franklin. It's the automobile. According to a poll conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the automobile was chosen by 63% of respondents. The light bulb, phone, and TV, in that order, trailed behind our beloved cars. Surprisingly, as much as we depend on our vehicles, we often neglect them. During this season of giving, why not give your car an annual inspection? Then you won't have to live without the invention you can't live without. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm reading this the state house in Minnesota has passed medical marijuana.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's good news. I guess it's supposed to go to the Senate and be signed and all that, but we'll keep our eyes on that as it develops. By the way, the packet or the SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have a bulletin board system, over 210,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, and it's all for free. There are serious issues being discussed, fun stuff as well. You'll find it all, BBS. www.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
I'm out and about, and at the local level here in Indianapolis and, you know, all over, even on the national level, commercials, I just get really sick and tired of this concept a lot of these businesses selling to the public of doing their job for, like, the greater mankind or the social responsibility and all this stuff. And all these people just go along with it, and I can't stand it. I'm like, no, you've got one goal, and that's to profit. And all these people don't even think they, you know, going out these concepts, they think they have all these certain rights at work and everything. And,
are you talking about, like, are you talking about companies that, you know, say, oh, we're a green company, you know, we're conserving energy, that sort of thing?
Yeah, they just, they do, you know, reinvesting in the community and social justice, all this stuff. It's like, oh, my goodness.
But wait, but now there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, these companies, I mean, for instance, I was in, Target and Walmart, for instance. They've got, right at their entrance of their stores, examples of how they've essentially taken some of their profits and, indeed, reinvested them in the community and given them to charitable organizations. I mean, are you just really jaded and cynical about
that? Well, I just... how people see this, and they come and go saying it like, well, they have to do this. It's because, you know, well, because of the green whole concept, it's because of global warming, you know, and all that. And, and then they start thinking, you know, the government needs to start mandating these things. I'm like, no, any business has only one goal. Whatever else they do is their option, but people start seeing it as things that these businesses need to do. Therefore, if they need to do them, then the government needs to step in and ensure that they do them.
Well, certainly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't know if anyone's ever, I've never heard anyone say that, well, this is a good idea what these companies are doing, so let's mandate it.
You haven't been to many college campuses.
Oh, I guess that would explain it then. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Is that what people are saying?
Oh, my. It's amazing how
you don't
much
give enough, is what they're saying?
Exactly. Well, there's this total concept of if it works for some green companies, it must work for all of them, so we should pass it as law so that everyone has to abide by this. Because, look, it's working so well for these three companies.
I see. You're talking about the environmental aspects. I think he was talking about just on a wider scale of companies, not just from the green aspect, but also companies saying, hey, we donated, you know, $2,000 to so-and-so's educational fund.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. I want to see more of that
right
kind of stuff.
But yeah, he sounded a little cynical about it, and
yeah,
I agree. It's great. I think, and yes, it's done, first of all, I mean, it's done first and foremost to make the company look good. Sure. I mean, you want the people in your area to think, yeah, Walmart, Target, they're good companies. Look, they've given money to so-and-so organizations here locally. And as a result of you thinking that, you'd be more likely to think of them when you want to go shopping and buy some stuff there. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, when you're talking about publicly owned corporations, obviously what their main concern is the bottom line. They don't have the visionary aspect of it. The guy who owns it and steers the ship isn't really there. It's owned by stockholders, and stockholders want to see, you know, quarterly earnings.
Mm-hmm.
But those companies were all, each one of them was started at one point by somebody who had a vision. And I don't think there's anything wrong. Like, for instance, I'm working at a company right now. I work for, you know, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is, I don't know, do we qualify? We're not a corporation. Does that mean we're
not
a company?
We're not a corporation. Both you and I are sole proprietors of different little companies
okay
that we have.
Okay.
So I'm working for the Free Talk Live company that I have, and then
right
you work for the one that you have. And we hope that together that we make money so that we can continue to, and therefore get on more radio stations so that we can spread the word farther and farther that we believe in so much. I think that, yeah, all companies are should be started with the idea of helping people, and then they'll get what they want in the beginning. Now, the big companies, I would say that their concern is bottom line, but they still have to provide people with what they want in order to get to the bottom line.
Right.
So
and
I don't have a jaded view of business. I I hear what he's saying, and obviously, if it was bad PR to give money to crippled kids fund, then companies wouldn't do it. It is good PR, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, and also they're taking their profits, and that's what they're doing with some of their profits. Some of the profits they're taking, they're putting in a bank account for reinvesting, for opening new stores, for whatever they might need in the future. And then some of those profits are taking off, and they're saying, okay, well, we've got enough profit here. We're going to give some of these profits to, you know, crippled kids. We're going to give these profits to education funds, et cetera, and make us look good. And that's okay. It's completely self-interested, but in the same vein, it's also people that really do want to help others. And as you pointed out, Mark, I think it deems repeating, is that businesses aren't successful unless they're helping people get what they want. Either that or they go sweet, sweet government contract.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you've got to help people get what they want before you can get what you want. And I got to tell you, I'll say it again and again, that is, to me, one of the secrets of life. I don't think a lot of people really understand that. You don't get taught that in government school. You know, you get taught how to be a good worker, maybe, and I don't even know if they teach that very effectively.
Well, a lot of what they're teaching in government school, I'm a recent out of it, I've been out for 5 years now, but what I was taught a lot about, and I've really hashed over in college a lot, is if you're making money, you're not necessarily a good person, because there's this real sentiment in the college atmosphere especially that you're greedy if you're making money. If you get it, like, I have teachers that really think that if you have get a dollar from someone, someone else had to lose a dollar for that. They don't understand the creation of new wealth.
Correct. This is typical of academics. They live in this little bubble of academia, and they don't really sort of get out of it and understand the world, because things don't work the way the world normally does in the world of academia. And this is typical of them. There's sort of this us versus them mentality, like we're better than you because we're academics, that sort of thing. And it's just completely false. And you're right, they don't get it. They think that the wealth pie is finite. They think that the wealth that exists is what exists, and it must be divvied up by some brilliant central planner.
Right, and God knows the profits aren't the proper way to divvy up wealth.
They don't understand that when you buy that hamburger for a dollar, you're not losing the dollar, you're gaining the hamburger
exactly.
In return. And you wouldn't have bought that hamburger if you didn't think it was worth the dollar. So Burger King or McDonald's thought that dollar is worth more than this hamburger. You thought to yourself, that hamburger is worth more than a dollar. And so two individuals, or in this case an individual and a company, decided to interact on a voluntary basis, and both are better off as a result of it. People should be free to make those choices. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if the central planners have their way, then you don't get to make choices. You don't have freedom because they know what's best. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Archives included. Right there on the front page of the website, an entire year's worth of the show waiting for you. Just go and get them. They're free. FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it's Lance in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lance.
Hey, and hey, Mark.
Hey, Toby's here, too. What's on your mind?
Oh, Toby, hey. I remember yesterday, after I started listening to the show again, you said it was kind of unfair to, like, look at history and stuff like that. So I was thinking of a free market war that happened, and actually the First and Second Punic Wars were pretty much like a free market war. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Boy, what that is.
Am I out of my... It has something to do with Roman history. But beyond that, I just don't know.
Well, yeah, well, let me see. How do I explain this? Like, the Phoenicians, which were the Carthaginians, which were, like, the most powerful trading power in all of the Mediterranean during that time, they started getting their ships sacked by Roman soldiers. So then the entire Phoenician army hired all these mercenaries to help fight them off, and in the end they lost. So, I mean, I was just throwing that out there just so there's something that, you know, people can look at and think about and stuff like that.
So you're saying that...
How does it fit in?
We were talking about free market defense and all of the free... And the Phoenician culture was, like, almost entirely free market. Like, the culture, everything. Free market.
But the mercenaries just couldn't hack it against the Roman army.
Yeah. That was it. And I'm just saying that that's something that maybe people can look at and think about when they're thinking about, like, a free market society and stuff like
so
that.
So you are someone who supports the Marx side of things, and that is having a government around to defend, supposedly, against other governments.
No, I think really the only reason the Romans won was because they had much better discipline, and the Phoenicians and stuff like that, their soldiers didn't have nearly as much discipline. So, I mean, I'm just throwing out, I mean, that's my own personal take on it. Not that the free market would lose or whatever. I'm just saying that without that type of disciplinary unity, which is... That's the only reason anybody wins any war ever. I'm just throwing it out there and saying it.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate the call.
No,
thank you. 800-259-9231. He's commenting on a fairly extended topic that we had on the show last night. Gardner Goldsmith on joining us. And we were talking about the idea of free market defense and how it would work and how it would could possibly be much more effective than the government defense that we currently have today. And I thought it was a very interesting exercise in thoughts.
Well, you know, he does point out the sort of morale issue. And I would think that, you know, mercenaries would probably not have the same level of morale as soldiers of a, you know, great power, soldiers that really rally behind, you know, some issue or another. Remember the Alamo, remember the Hood, you know, remember 9/11, that kind of thing.
I don't know. I just don't. I still don't really think it's fair to compare, you know, whatever the hell, however long ago that was, to today and the, you know, the widespread ownership of firearms here in America and the willingness of the American population to defend itself against an invading force and how you want to talk about morale. I'm pretty sure the American people would rally together fairly effectively to fight off an invading force of from whatever country.
I think it's almost comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, that's what I said last night.
Yeah, to look at something that happened, what, like 2,000 years ago compared to today.
That's not to say that history doesn't have important lessons to be learned, but to say that, well, because it worked this way, and Lance wasn't saying that at all. He was just giving an example.
Exactly.
But to say that because it worked this way back then, it will work the same way today, no. Different factors completely. All right, so coming up here, still the story about the Ku Klux Klan, but first, I mentioned that, or you were talking about, last hour, Mark, the different milestones that are being thrown up by governments and other organizations to say, country's doing great, the economy's doing great, look at these numbers, look at these numbers, the economy's doing lousy, look at these numbers, and you know, there's competing numbers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those numbers is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which just peaked at 13,000, which is, you know, being celebrated as a big milestone earlier this week. And I'm not an investor in the stock market or anything like that. I don't claim to be an expert, but apparently Peter Schiff from Kitco, which is a gold dealership,
right? I use their quotes on gold and silver.
He might just know a thing or two about this whole Dow Jones thing.
Mm-hmm.
He points out that as the Dow burst through the 13,000 milestone this week, few understood the hollowness of the achievement. Measured against the rising dollar-denominated prices of just about everything on the planet, the Dow has actually lost value over the past 7 years.
So if you compare it to the costs of, say, bread or gasoline or,
sure,
or homes or something like that, then it's not doing so well?
Measured against the truest benchmark, the price of gold, the record high for the Dow was set back in January of 2000 when its price equaled approximately 43 ounces of gold. Today, it's only worth 19 ounces of gold.
Wow.
Now, to better appreciate just how much of stock gains can be attributed to inflation, consider that the record high for the Dow...
I should have listened to the talk radio hosts that were all talking, all the gold people were talking about, buy gold back in 2000, and I just didn't do it.
Well,
I'm doing it now.
It's never too late to buy precious metals, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But consider that at least as long as the government has the printing press, it's never too late. But... So he mentioned that today, the Dow Jones, even at its record high of 13,000, is worth 19 ounces of gold. Compare that to the record high for the Dow in 1929. Back then, it was 380. Guess how many ounces of gold it was worth then?
I don't know.
19. So 13,000 today is worth 19 ounces of gold.
Mm-hmm.
In 1929, 380 was also worth 19 ounces of gold. So even though it's gone up from 380 to 13,000, it actually hasn't increased in value.
So what they're saying is that gold has been a great way to hold your wealth since 1900, if you're looking at it.
And you've been losing money in the stock market.
You know, like they said, there was a time when the stock market was worth 44 ounces of gold.
Right.
So
weren't losing then.
The trick is to know where to be when the time is to be.
But you can't know.
Right. There's no way to know. There's a few little rules out there. Is wherever everybody says to be, that's where
be
you don't
somewhere
want
else.
To be. Yeah. Be someplace else. Because, you know, if you're following the herd, you're eating nothing but dust.
So despite all the hoopla and a 30-fold increase in stock prices, the Dow has actually gained no real value during the past 80 years. The entire rise from 360 to 13,000 has been an illusion made possible by the magic of inflation. And that's really what this story is about. It's not so much about the Dow, it's about inflation. And it's such an important concept for people to understand. I know it's money, sounds a little on the boring side, but trust me, stick with me on this. This is critical. So inflation, which is where the government gets to print money. So much for the concept of stocks being a can't-lose long-term investment, unless you feel that 80 years isn't quite long enough of a time horizon. Now, that's not to imply the Dow hasn't generated returns all those years. It has. However, those returns have been a function of dividends and not appreciation. But it's
I disagree with that. Now, if say stocks are worth, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is worth the same as it was in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
Say instead you had taken your $10,000 in 1919 and put it in a savings account. Chances are good that you would have a lot less ounces of gold. So it has
a well-invested stock portfolio is always going to do better than a savings account.
Right. So it's this is a guy.
Savings account, you're behind the ball of inflation. This one, you're not quite as behind the ball.
I don't think that one can make. There's all kinds of investments out there, and I don't think one can make the statement that gold is the only good investment, and stocks stink, and houses stink, commodities stink.
Who made that statement?
That's what
he's saying.
That's not what he's saying.
He's just comparing numbers and pointing out how inflation is the factor here, and not a growth, of the stock market. It's false. The numbers are misleading. He's just saying, just because the newspaper headlines are cheering and yelling for 13,000 doesn't really mean anything.
Well, if he compared gold to inflation, then what we would see is an ounce of gold buys the same amount of loaves of bread as it did in 1919.
Gold isn't a good investment on its own. It's just a protection against inflation.
I think that's correct.
Right.
It sounds very one-sided, and I think it's a great time to buy gold. I'm buying
this. Is a one-sided article against inflation. That's what it's about. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Inflation is a really critical concept to understand. They don't teach you about it in schools. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. Any purchase that starts at that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. Amazon.freetalklive.com. 40 categories to shop from. You know them. They're trustworthy. The world's largest internet retailer. Great company. Huge selection of products. Free Super Saver shipping deals on many of their items, and now offering groceries even. So, Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to support Free Talk Live. We're talking money. We're talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 13,000 is where it peaked at. I think it was, it was this week, or rather last week.
Yeah, I think it's backed off a little bit from there.
And, a lot of people were, this is great. America's doing awesome. Look at the Dow. It's at 13,000. Now, look, I'm not an investment advisor. I'm not a money man, but I do understand what inflation is. And Peter Schiff from themarkettraders.com on Kitco is pointing out that the Dow Jones 13,000 number is really a hollow number because it's just more of an example of how inflation has been acting on the economy than anything else. It may be a record high for the Dow, but it doesn't actually have value. It's hollow in that, for instance, in 1929, the Dow's peak of 380 back then equaled 19 ounces of gold. Today, 13,000 also equals 19 ounces of gold.
It's just a little over 13,000 right now. I guess my stocks haven't been performing quite as well as the Dow, apparently, in the last couple of days.
Right. Now, not to say that money can't be... This isn't a strike against the stock market. It's not to say you can't make money in this. This is just talking about inflation and how powerful it is and how easily misled people can be by big numbers. That's what this story is about. Now, it's not to imply that the Dow has not generated returns during those years. It has. However, those returns have been a function of dividends and not appreciation. But it's not yields that Wall Street celebrates. It's prices. By dazzling investors with higher prices, they distract their attention from the unpleasant reality that they're actually just treading water. What difference does it make if you have more dollars if the dollars themselves have less purchasing power? Despite its recent eclipse of 13,000, the Dow now buys 30% fewer euros than it did back in 2000 when it was priced at approximately 11,500. It also buys 35% fewer gallons of milk, 40% fewer bushels of corn or wheat, 65% fewer ounces of silver, 70% fewer barrels of oil, 80% fewer pounds of copper, and 90% fewer pounds of uranium. Try figuring what the Dow will buy in terms of other necessities, such as housing, insurance, college tuition, or hospitalization. Any way you measure it, the Dow is worth far less today
than it was in January of 2000. Back in 1980, one Zimbabwe dollar was worth more than one U.S. dollar. Therefore, a billionaire in Zimbabwe was also a billionaire in America.
Mm-hmm.
Today, almost everyone in Zimbabwe is a billionaire. Yet few of them can afford a pack of chewing gum. Do you think that anyone invested in the Zimbabwean stock market these past 30 years cares how many record highs their markets made?
Right, well, I mean, those are some hollow highs, like you said.
Many might feel that a comparison of the U.S. to the Zimbabwe is ridiculous. However, fundamentally, there's no real difference between a Zimbabwean dollar and an American dollar. They're both simply pieces of paper, and the value of which depends on the resolve of politicians to not print too many of them. During the difficult economic times that lie ahead, the pressure on the Fed to run its printing presses full throttle will be immense. Think back to the German experience with hyperinflation during the Weimar Republic. At the time of its currency meltdown, Germany was a major economic power. Yet that status didn't prevent its currency from becoming completely worthless. The impetus for Germany's hyperinflation was the fact that its industrial base had been badly damaged during the war. Yet under the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, it was obligated to pay enormous reparations to the Allies.
Right, which just crippled the German people and their economy.
Lacking the ability to export enough goods in order to repay its debts, Germany turned to the printing press instead.
Hmm.
America's now in a similar predicament. Although our industry was not destroyed by bombs, it's gone just the same. While we might not be bound by a treaty to pay reparations, the trillions of dollars in America's IOUs now owned by foreigners will be just as burdensome an obligation. It's hard to imagine that we can repay these debts without civil unrest, massive inflation, or both. The point to remember is that when it comes to records, it's real purchasing power, not nominal value, that counts. Measured by its purchasing power, the Dow's clearly lost value over the past 7 years. Those who've remained invested in Dow stocks during that time period are clearly poorer as a result. Those who continue to do so will likely lose even more wealth in the years ahead, regardless of how many more nominal record highs that the Dow sets. So here he's pointing out that as the government cranks up the printing presses and continues to print out this, you know, fiat currency that we all have in our wallets, not only is your money in your wallet becoming worth less and the money in your savings account becoming worth less, but don't be distracted at the same time by all of the big numbers that the people that want you to believe the economy is doing well are promulgating.
So what is one to do? Because we look at, if you put your money in the bank account, you're screwed because inflation is going faster than the interest you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
You put your money in gold and silver, it's supposed to just be a hedge against inflation and keep its value.
Right.
And now if you invest in the stock market, you're essentially just keeping its value too. It seems very difficult to invest and make money if what this article is saying is true.
It's difficult to invest and make money when the money you're trying to make is
going up too fast.
It's valueless.
Yeah. Well, there's something. It's not valueless. It certainly has value.
It only has value because they haven't printed too much of it.
Well, it has value.
It has value because people haven't figured out
the scheme. You can buy things in the stock market. You can buy gold and silver. You can buy
bread. It's losing value day by day.
Right.
How about that?
It has value.
But what do you do? The idea is
to make money, is to be, you know, where the money's really being made, whatever area is or whatever stock happens to be shooting up at that particular time. And
that's speculative investing, and that's where you can lose your butt just as easily as you can make a million.
You can.
I like Harry Brown's approach, which is outlined in his book Failsafe Investing. It's still for sale. He's dead now, but his wife is selling his e-books on his website at harrybrown.org. It's a very short book. Easy to get through, easy to understand. It's not scholarly. It's something someone like me can get and wrap my mind around as far as, okay, investing. I can follow this plan. And Harry points out that in his fail-safe investing portfolio, he's got different areas in which he invests his money, including precious metals, including real estate, and certain other things, the stock market as well. Diversified portfolio to where when one is up, he basically points out that when one thing's up,
mm-hmm.
then another thing is going to be down as far as your investments are concerned. So you're making money on one of your investments, but you're losing some money on another investment. And the idea is that over time, you will make enough, you'll make more over time than you will lose. And he said that in his years of doing this particular investment portfolio, this sort of balanced fail-safe investing, that he made an average, I think it was of about 9 to 10% per year, with the exceptions of a couple of years where there was a recession or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, you know, that's a pretty good return, 9 to 10% investing safely, where you really can't take a huge loss because you're balanced out in your portfolio. But if you actually look at some of the numbers of people and what they think the inflation rate is today, the government will tell you it's 2 to 3%.
That's what I hear on the news all the time.
Right. So if you take the government's number and you look at that and you say, oh, great, I'm getting 9%, 10, well, presuming you're doing this investing portfolio, you're getting 9 to 10% every year, then you believe you're doing better than the government. But if you look at other people's numbers, which say the inflation rate is 8 to 10%, then Harry Brown's fail-safe investing just keeps you above water. So with the way the inflation is going in this country, it's hard without having some amazing speculation, as Mark was suggesting, and just, you know, cashing in, jackpot, you won at the stock market, congratulations, you happen to speculate and win, which is just, you know, is less likely than speculating and losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beyond that, a safe investment portfolio just makes it so whatever you're saving, you get to keep. And it's not eaten away by inflation. Inflation's so bad in this country that it's hard to beat.
I just wanted to bring up real quickly, when I hear these numbers that it's 2 to 3% inflation, it's always followed by that the government says that this is a good amount of inflation. Because I don't really know too much about
inflation. I guess it's better than 30%.
But I guess some inflation, you're supposed to have a little bit of inflation.
That's in this government's central banking system.
Right. So the people.
Inflation is impossible without the printing press.
Unless you suddenly dug up a huge mine of gold or something.
No, that wouldn't inflate anything.
Yeah, that would inflate.
If your money was based on gold.
If it was based on gold, it would.
Would that inflate the money supply? Not necessarily. That would just mean that the money would simply be worth less. Gold.
Right, and that's what happens. It's inflate. That would be inflating the money supply.
I guess it's just hard for me because
the same thing.
The American people are being told that it's low inflation and it's good inflation.
If it's the money, then that's the money supply.
Yeah, but there's other money out there. In the free market, there's competing money. There's silver. There's palladium. Mm-hmm. There's other things as well.
Rhodium.
Which would keep it in check to an extent. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Have you...